Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, So That's What You Do, the place where we help inspire students to find careers that match their interests. I'm your host, Nick Azrari, a high school student who doesn't know what he wants to do in the future, but is curious and eager to find out about the multitude of jobs that exist. In each episode, we speak with an expert in a particular field, helping listeners to bridge their passions and extracurriculars with possible job opportunities. In this episode, we sit down with assistant buyer Dominique Joseph and learn about the challenges and perks of the job. Let's get to it. So first of all, thank you for taking the time to sit down with us and share information about your career along with yourself. We truly appreciate it.
No problem.
Tell me a little about yourself, hobbies, interests, stuff like that.
Hi, everyone. So my name's Dominique Joseph. I am originally from Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, to be exact. And I lived in Germany for the first 8 years of my life due to my dad being in the U.S. Army. That was a great experience. And then I've been in Arizona ever since. So now living in L.A., loving it out here, just a new vibe and place to be. But life's been great, been very blessed and fortunate with the education that I have from BASIS and also from Arizona State University to be in the position that I am today.
And then was this job something you were interested in as a kid, or did you stumble it upon just kind of accidentally?
Kind of stumbled upon it accidentally. I have always enjoyed fashion just in the sense of styling and putting outfits together, but I learned about the role once I was at ASU.
What's your typical day or schedule like?
So a normal schedule as an assistant buyer is looking at reports to see how your product is performing, whether it's selling great or if it's still on the floor for a long time. I would also go to vendor appointments, so meeting with our vendors to discuss what product we'd like to buy for the specific department that we're in. I'm in ladies active, so I get to look at leggings, sports bras, jackets, literally anything that's in active, you name it, I am buying it. I also get to go to stores, so that's going into the Ross store, which is the company that I work for, and just paying attention to how the customer is reacting to our product, trying to see like what colors does she like, is she spending time in our rack and things of that nature. So definitely out in market, but also at our desk looking at reports and pulling any information that we may need.
Do you know if there are any opportunities for high school students in your field, whether that be just in fashion in general or your specific company?
I wouldn't say in my specific company, but definitely in the fashion industry, you can get your feet wet by just doing little internships here and there. You don't always have to be in college to do that. I would definitely utilize LinkedIn to see any opportunities there and reaching out to companies. Don't be afraid to reach out to companies. They're super excited to hear from students. So anything that you can do to put your face and your name out there, I definitely recommend to do that.
Are you happy with your job?
Yes, I am happy with my job. I was always a Ross customer as a kid, so it's a great full circle moment for me.
Yes. Is it physically or mentally demanding?
I would say yes.
What traits should a person have for this job, in your opinion?
I would say you definitely want to be passionate about the product that you're buying. If I'm being completely honest, I'm not the most active person, so I am learning a lot within the role that I am in now. And with time, I'm totally getting the hang of everything and understanding like why a certain fabric needs to be a certain way for like a legging compared to a short or whatever the case may be. So definitely passion needs to be there. Definitely wanting to understand the product that you're buying. Just being someone who loves community and loves working with other people, you have to work with people. So if you're someone that tends to be more independent or can be more introverted, I would say that you would struggle a little bit in this area. Also being willing to network with others, and you will always meet someone that doesn't like you, and that's totally okay. But in this industry, everyone knows everyone. So always be kind. That would be like the number one thing.
And then, so you talked about the importance of networking and stuff like that. So is there more independent work or like teamwork in groups?
I would say a mixture of both. There's some days that it's more independent work heavy, just sitting at my desk, getting some tasks done. But for the most part, I would definitely say there's a lot of collaboration, whether that is with my buyer, who is my boss, or that could be with other teams. Like for instance, at Ross, we have the New York office and the LA office. So I have to also connect with the East Coast team to see what product we can align with. So always a collaboration, whether that's peer-to-peer or going up down the chain.
What is the work-life balance like? Do you have like opportunities to do stuff outside of your job?
I would say so. I definitely believe it's all up to you as an individual. I know a trend on TikTok is like, oh, my 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5. So you have to make it for yourself. I would say I'm not someone that likes to wake up early. So I'm not doing anything before work, but I'll definitely make time to do things after work. And it's all about what you can do for yourself. If you know you can stay up, but wake up early in the morning and still have all that productivity, go do that, you know? So it's all up to you as a person and what you desire to do.
All right. And then, what are some of the benefits of your job, whether that be just like, I don't know, personal benefits or benefits that the company offers you?
Some benefits that come to mind is just being proud of the work that you're doing. Whenever I get to go into stores and I recognize a product that my buyer and I had developed, I'm like, oh my gosh, like we made that and someone's buying it right now. Like that's an amazing feeling to see that the customer is reacting well to the product. When it comes to Ross themselves, I would say Summer Fridays is something that's really exciting at our office. We get to be off by like 1:30 on Fridays for like 3 months straight. So that's really nice. And then we also get a holiday closure to be home with our families for the last 2 weeks of December.
So, moving on to like professional development, do you think you're growing within your job?
Yes, I would definitely say so. I was an intern before, so I had that prior knowledge, which was very helpful. It was a 2 month long process, and then onboarding was about 9 weeks long. And even post onboarding, they still encourage you to sign up for any trainings that they may have. And everyone on my team is so helpful. They never make you feel like you can't ask questions. So it's definitely also up to you, depending on what other company people are working for, is to advocate for yourself and ask for help if you still need it post onboarding.
And then one thing I think our viewers would be eager to know is what is the average salary for your job?
That's so funny. The average salary for a position like mine, I would definitely say it depends on the area that you're in. Since I am based in LA, I would say it ranges from like 50K to like 70K, if I'm being honest. I would say around that range. It just depends on the company that you're working for and the benefits that they give you as well.
And then with like AI becoming more involved in companies and stuff, do you see AI having a role in your job? And like, what do you think your job will look like in the future?
I could see AI being a role at my company or just in general in the fashion industry. I could see it being a tool to make us more efficient with the work that we have. Because sometimes, for an example, a purchase order, we have to enter in all this data. If AI could do that, that would be amazing. But there's still people manually typing in this data. So there's definitely ways that AI could help us a lot.
And then, what was something you didn't know about your profession until you started working?
I wouldn't say it's directly related to my profession, but just post grad life is very difficult mentally and emotionally. It's okay to feel all the feelings that you're experiencing, and you're not alone in that, and be okay with being vulnerable and expressing all of those emotions.
All right. Yes, that is very important. And then, lastly, just to wrap it up here. What TV show or movie best describes your occupation, or like maybe the character traits you would see in someone in your occupation?
I would definitely say the movie Devil Wears Prada.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.